Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's 4 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock, and I am joined now, Sharla Schmidt with me, chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors. Good morning, Sharla.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great today. The weather is perfect.
Yes.
This is a top 10 day.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Yeah.
We'll take it.
Yeah.
Okay, so before we get into the business here,
yes.
4th of July this week, you have big plans for the 4th?
Well, for me, you really want to know what I'm going to do?
Well, yeah, if you're willing to share.
I'm going to be on a retreat.
Are you really?
I'm going to be on a retreat. It's a silent retreat. It's a spiritual retreat, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I start Thursday night and done at noon on Sunday, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So.
Well, I didn't see that coming. I'm not
going
to lie.
No, I know.
Is this something you've done before?
I did it last year. And there's a, it's called the Cloisters. It's out in Gretna, Nebraska. And to get in, I had to wait a year and a half to even to get in. I really didn't want this weekend, but
yeah.
When they say, hey, we can, you know, we have a spot for you here, you take it. So I went last year. It was wonderful.
And a good experience overall.
Yeah, it just kind of helps you, you know, cleanse out yourself and,
yeah.
And refocus.
We all need to do that, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. So, well, very interesting.
So anyway, but Tim gets to go and be with the grandchild. He gets to go have fun with her. So.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about the Board of Supervisors meeting now, and it was held this morning. All supervisors present at the meeting?
Mike Olson was absent.
Today. Okay. Mm-hmm. All the routine preliminary items approved?
All approved, yeah.
Public comment at the meeting?
No public comment today at all.
All right. Supervisors weekly committee and assignment updates?
Alex had a SWPCO, the Southwest Iowa Planning Council meeting. Sharla Schmidt had the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital Board meeting, and that was it.
Okay. Secondary roads update.
Yes, I have that right here.
From engineer Karen Albert.
Yes. Just so Elliot knows, they hauled rock to the Elliot area.
Okay.
Okay, so she shared with us, she had copies of rock map. And it showed the blue and red, the fiscal year 24 and 25. Blue indicates rock placed on roads in the summer 2024. Red indicated rock placed on the roads in spring of 2025. There was a total of 108 miles of roads rock. They have placed approximately 46,000 tons of rock last fiscal year between rocking roads and spot rocking roads and placing rock for dust control. So, and then she had another map. It was for the last 3 years, total of 291.5 miles. Some of these roads that have higher traffic were rocked more than once in the three-year period. So anyway, she passed those out to show us that. So,
okay.
So that's about it. That was it today.
The Veterans Affairs Commission update and a recommendation of Veterans Affairs Director with action is necessary.
Yeah.
What do we do there?
So Gerald Palmquist came and introduced us to a gentleman by the name of Ed Young.
Mm-hmm.
And he is an Army veteran of eight. He was in the Army for 8 years. He has an extensive business background. He was a banker, stockbroker. He has a lot of that. He moved here from Glenwood in 2020 with his wife. His wife is a teacher. And he substitute teaches too. So
okay,
but he is also a pastor.
Okay,
and he is a pastor of a church up in Council Bluffs. Council Bluffs, I have to ask. Council Bluffs.
Okay.
Anyway, so he talked to us. He told us all about himself, and I just asked. I said, "You totally understand, you know?" And he said that yes, he does, and he wanted to take this on, and so. The board approved him unanimously.
So he will be the director of the Montgomery County
Veteran Affairs.
Yes, Veterans mm-hmm. Affairs. Very cool.
And he said he also, you know, he's had experience with the paperwork and he goes, I'm familiar with disability and stuff for the mm-hmm. veterans. And so.
Yeah, there's a big body of knowledge that goes along with that service officer permission.
Yeah,
position. So.
So anyway, and I don't have a start date, but. I will by next Tuesday.
Okay.
I'll have a start date for you. So.
Well, hopefully I get to visit with him soon. Looking
yes,
forward to
you,
it. That'd be
yes,
great.
Yes, yes. He would love to.
Yeah. All right. Anything else? So that was unanimous
That
vote?
Was unanimous, yes.
All right.
Yes, yes, yes.
Anything else you'd comment on there?
No.
Okay.
It's very, we're just, the board is happy that we have someone for that position because it's very much needed in
certainly.
Our county.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. New business, approved budget. Let me do that again, Sharla. New business, approved resolution 2025-19, apportioning funds for the fiscal year 2026 Montgomery County budget.
We have to do this every year. And I always ask Jill, I go, explain this to us. Basically, if you don't have this resolution, when we approve our budget, we're telling all the departments, okay, here we've approved the budget, here's your money for the year. But you have to have this resolution that basically says, you know, we're apportioning the funds to these departments. Okay, now you can spend the money. Otherwise, a county can't run without this resolution.
Right.
It allows us to spend the money that we've approved.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Approved unanimously.
Approved unanimously.
And then approve resolution 2025-20 for inter-fund operating transfers.
Now that's for secondary roads for the engineer. There's funds in there that we have to be able to, without coming to the board every meeting to get funds transferred, operating funds, and that's what this resolution is for.
Okay. These are kind of routine items that have to be done.
They are. Every year we do them.
All
but
right.
It's just good to understand them.
Right.
Yeah.
Agenda items for the next meeting, claims and monthly reports. Anything else for the next meeting?
Right now, that's all we have.
All right. And then the next regular meeting is Tuesday, July 8th at 9 a.m. Will there be adjustment? I would assume that there would be for the 4th for county offices on Friday. They'll be closed?
Yes, just so everyone knows, on Friday, July 4th, all the county offices will be closed for the holiday.
Okay. Anything else, Ms. Schmidt, we need to be aware of?
That's all I have today.
Very good. Sharla Schmidt with me, Chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors. Thank you for stopping by.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Make it a great day.
You too.